Middle School Personal Finance, Chapter 7 Storybook.
The Camp Fund and the Costly Catch.
The flyer for Camp Northwood was a splash of color on the family fridge, promising a summer of canoeing, campfires, and adventure. For siblings Maya and Leo, it was all they could talk about. But adventure had a price. $300 each, due by the 1st of June. Maya, ever the planner, immediately grabbed a notebook and started mapping out a savings strategy. Leo, however, was already daydreaming about winning the camp's talent show, completely overlooking the financial mountain they had to climb first. Maya's method was meticulous. Every dollar she earned from babysitting the neighbor's kids or doing extra yard work for her parents was split three ways. 50% went into a large glass jar labeled camp, 30% was for her own spending, and the final 20% went into a smaller, unassuming jar she called the emergency fund.
You just never know, she explained to Leo, who just shrugged.
Leo's financial plan was much more spontaneous. Earn it, spend it. The moment he got his allowance, it burned a hole in his pocket. A new skin for his favorite video game character? Absolutely. His friends all getting the latest Mega Sour candy? He wouldn't be left out. His own camp jar sat on his dresser, a lonely, empty glass monument to good intentions.
I'll save double next week.
He'd mumble to himself.
As spring bloomed, Maya's jars grew heavier. She became a master of smart shopping. When she needed new headphones, she spent an hour researching reviews and comparing prices online to save $15. She politely declined a trip to the movies with friends, knowing the ticket and snack money would push her camp fund over the halfway mark. Each decision to save felt like a victory. Leo's collection of things also grew. A new pair of flashy sneakers he didn't need, a stack of comic books, and a drawer full of half-used gift cards from fast food places. He'd sometimes glance at Maya's growing camp fund with a twinge of envy, but the feeling would quickly fade when his phone buzzed with an invitation from a friend. The future felt distant, but fun was available right now. The turning point arrived on a perfectly sunny Saturday. Leo was in the backyard, throwing a frisbee for their scruffy terrier, Buster. With a leap and a joyful bark, Buster caught the disc midair, but when he landed, he let out a sharp yelp of pain. He collapsed onto the grass, whimpering, his back leg held at an odd angle. The vet's office was sterile and quiet. After a gentle examination and an X-ray, the vet delivered the news. Buster had torn a ligament and would need a minor surgery to fix it. The cost was an unexpected $200. Leo watched his parents' relaxed weekend expressions tighten with worry. A knot of dread formed in his stomach as he thought of all the money he'd casually spent in the last 2 months. Back home, the mood was somber. Leo went to his room and frantically searched for any cash he might have stashed away. All he found was a crumpled $5 bill and some loose change in the bottom of his backpack. It was nothing. He stared at his new sneakers, which now seemed ridiculous and selfish. They weren't just shoes, they were a symbol of his inability to help. Maya appeared at his door, not with a lecture, but with her emergency fund jar. It wasn't full, but it was heavy with coins and folded bills.
I've got $75, she said quietly, holding it out to him. It's for Buster.
Relief washed over Leo, quickly followed by a wave of shame. Maya's planning wasn't just about her own goals, it was about being prepared to help the family. That night, Leo took pictures of his video games and sneakers and posted them for sale online. The first money he earned didn't go into his camp jar. It went to repaying Maya's emergency fund. They would both get to Camp Northwood, but they would get there together with a shared plan and a lesson more valuable than any canoe race.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.